3107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. That is Hudson Westbrook. It's called House Again. Good morning. Welcome to a Friday morning. It is the 22nd day of August. Had lots of rain and flooding and stuff last night. The worst is gone. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. In the meantime, it is a Friday morning, the 22nd day of August. It's Be an Angel Day today.
Aww.
It's also Eat a Peach Day. I must say, I think this has been a good summer, at least personally for me.
I agree.
For Jersey peaches.
I agree. I don't think I've had a single, like, awful.
Yeah.
Mess. You know what I mean? Like, they've been so, like, juicy.
Yeah. I've not.
Same for you?
I've not had the same luck with Jersey tomatoes.
No.
Are they delayed?
Are they just
not as good this year? I don't know, but peaches.
City Electric.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana here at the morning. South Jersey waving goodbye to the effects of Hurricane Erin. Though the storm was hundreds of miles offshore, there was some significant tidal flooding last night up and down the coast. Maybe you saw pictures or video. Evacuations took place in some low-lying areas like parts of Egg Harbor Township. While the worst is over, be on alert for tidal flooding and more during the weekend.
A vote by Ocean City Council last night appears to have shut down the idea of a huge hotel being built on the Wonderland Pier property on the Ocean City Boardwalk.
That sound is people cheering.
City Council voted against sending a plan for the property to the city's planning board. That will cause a big delay in the project. And the property's owner says that pretty much ruins plans for a hotel. He says he'll now sell the boardwalk property. Asking price is $25 million.
And the TV show Survivor season 49 premieres next month.
Dang.
A South Jersey native will be competing. Jawan Pitts grew up in Salem County, where he dreamed of becoming a video editor. He now lives in Los Angeles.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and nice. Watch out for rough surf and tidal flooding still at the coast. High of 82.
It's time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Well, Jelly Roll may be shedding the pounds. Have you seen him lately? Oh, my goodness. He looks so good. But according to his wife, Bunny XO, he's still her squish. She proved it in a TikTok by body slamming against him a couple times before, you know, he pulled her in for a hug that turned into a butt grab. That's classic Jelly and Bunny chaos. Weight loss or not, the vibe is still the same. And we never want to see that change. They've been cute from the jump. They're still cute now. We've got it up for you. Check it out, catcountry1073.com. Jason Aldean is officially a girl dad to two adults now. I can't believe that. His oldest daughters, Kendall and Keely, they're both 18 and over. His daughter Kendall just turned 18. He posted a really sweet photo montage on Instagram. He's in his feels about this one, saying he can't believe she's all grown up. Big sis Keely and the little sibs, Memphis and Navy, they were both part of the memories too, making it a full-on kind of Aldean family love fest, we'll say. We've got the post up for you to check out right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
You survived last night in the flooding here and there. We saw some weird photos and videos.
I loved seeing all the pictures and stuff.
Of people getting stuck in the high water.
No, like people being trouble. Like, I made it out. Like, people, I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Oh, anybody that drove their car through the high flooding, they might have made it out last night, but they're going to go try to start their car today, and they're going to figure out that it's ruined.
My friend Jill lives in Ocean City.
Your friend Jill? Really?
Yeah, and she was sending me videos of, like, there was this Jeep driving down the road, and then there was this little, like, you know the new Hyundai truck things?
I don't know.
Like trucks, but, like, they're, like, small. I don't know.
Nah.
So this little truck that's, like, barely a truck, okay, is, like, driving past the Jeep, and you see the Jeep make it through because it's, like, lifted, and then you see this truck, like, nope, and it, like, slowly backs out. And she's like, aw, poor little guy. And I cracked up. It was so funny. But anyway, I hope his car's okay.
I hope his car's okay. Other people's. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Here's the bottom line. Don't drive through high water. Even if it's going down, it's still up.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. All right. We told you earlier about a guy from Salem County who grew up in Salem County. He's going to be on Survivor that comes back next month, season 49. Survivor's been on the air since 2000.
That's crazy. I remember when it first premiered. And, like, the whole, that turning, and everybody was obsessed. I watched it for years. I think I'm going to have to watch this year. Yeah.
Okay. Can I move on?
Go, Jawan. Yeah.
Jason and Michelle are two of the contestants on Survivor. They weren't supposed to be. They were alternates. At the last minute, they were thrown into the game because a man and woman who had been chosen to Survivor broke the strict pre-game rules. And apparently some hanky-panky took place, even though they weren't supposed to be talking in the morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. It's brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Don't miss out, Bridgestone Auto Mall. And Tracy in Stone Harbor sent us the joke today. Thank you, Tracy.
Of course she did. Thank you, Tracy.
Walking up to a department store's fabric counter, the pretty young girl said, "I'd like to buy this material for a new dress. How much does it cost?" The male clerk behind the counter said, "One kiss per yard." "That's fine," said the girl. "I'll take 10 yards.
Wow.
With expectation and anticipation written all over his face, the clerk measured out the cloth, wrapped it up, then teasingly held it out.
Lucky guy.
The girl snapped up the package, pointed to the old man standing next to her, and said, "Grandpa will pay the bill."
It's a smoothie. You can make that happen.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. It's not a smoothie.
Yeah.
Strawberry margarita is not a smoothie.
Just throw some vodka in there. Make it a margarita or tequila. And
listen,
fresh strawberries. It
you
can
have
be a
your own bartender.
Smoothie.
Make your own drinks your freaky way. And
throw
I'll have regular
protein
ones.
Protein powder in there. You got yourself a whole breakfast.
We have some traffic notes this morning. There was some flooding last night because of the high tide and the coastal flooding. Most of that has receded. Still high in some areas. Don't drive through high water. We do have information now, thanks to our friends at Sea Isle Police, that the Townsend Inland Bridge has been reopened. It was closed because of flooding last night, but that's been reopened in Avalon and Sea Isle. So thanks to Sea Isle Police for updating us on that. It's Cat Country 107.3. It's Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, you're going to be out and about.
Yeah, we're going to be at the grand opening bash for the Kitchen Shop on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township. We're going to be there from noon to 2. Make sure you swing by. Games, food, live music, concert tickets for you. We'll have a pair for you every 45 minutes. So come check out the new showroom. It looks beautiful. I can't wait. I'm going to have to budget because I'm going to want to redo everything. That's the Kitchen Shop tomorrow, noon to 2 on the Black Horse Pike in EHT. Hope to see you there.
That's shop spelled the fancy way, S-H-O-P-P-E.
As Joe's been saying, shoppy.
There you go. Tree 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
Rome, Italy. A man was having a bit of a spider problem, so he decided to try to get rid of those spiders in his house with a blowtorch.
Oh,
he got rid of the spiders all right. Also, the house, you see, it caught fire when he tried to blow out the spiders.
Whoa.
Morning, we're three things you need to know this morning. South Jersey waving goodbye to the effects of Hurricane Erin. Though the storm was hundreds of miles offshore, there was some significant tidal flooding last night up and down the coast. Maybe you saw pictures or video. Evacuations took place in some low-lying areas like parts of Egg Harbor Township. While the worst is over, be on alert for tidal flooding and more during the weekend.
A vote by Ocean City Council last night appears to have shut down the idea of a huge hotel being built on the Wonderland Pier property on the Ocean City boardwalk.
That sound is people cheering.
City Council voted against sending a plan for the property to the city's planning board. That will cause a big delay in the project. And the property's owner says that pretty much ruins plans for a hotel. He says he'll now sell the boardwalk property. Asking price is $25 million.
And the TV show Survivor season 49 premieres next month.
Dang.
A South Jersey native will be competing. Jawan Pitts grew up in Salem County, where he dreamed of becoming a video editor. He now lives in Los Angeles.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and nice. Watch out for rough surf and tidal flooding still at the coast. High of 86.
Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts.
Here we go.
Start right now. Happy birthday, Lily Weidkrantz of Egg Harbor Township. Lily is 17 today.
Lily, happy birthday.
Michelle Robb of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday. Alan Carmen of EHT is 41 today. Happy birthday, Frank Sanino. Frank is 50. Brent Miller is 34. Dustin Sherbin of Vineland is 24. Happy birthday, Robert Gibney Jr. of Williamstown. Robert Jr. is 45. Our friend Leo Kirshner has a birthday. Happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Patty Kearney of Ocean City. Patty is 62. Sam Kowalski celebrates today. Happy birthday, Sam. Happy birthday to Christy Biddle of Skullville. And Marie Cunningham of Hamilton, 69 today. Happy birthday, Marie.
Nice, nice.
That's it. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Alan Carmen of Egg Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. There's a lot of men in the world. Almost half of people are men.
Yeah, sure. Right.
So this TikTok person has put together a help desk for men.
Okay.
A place that we men go get our questions answered. Get the help that we need to be men in the modern world.
Here we go.
Thanks for calling the help desk for men. This is Mark. How can I assist you?
This is Brian. My wife Tracy's giving me the cold shoulder, and I need help on what to do.
How old is Tracy and is she there now, Brian?
41 and she's not.
41, good. Go into the kitchen and find the calendar. It's probably going to be near the fridge.
Okay, I see it. I see it.
Is there anything written on it for the last 5 days?
Yeah, she wrote 15 on the 13th.
What month did you get married there, Brian?
Oh,
all right, listen closely and do exactly what I tell you. Once we disconnect, I need you to call 911 and tell them you have chest pains and your left arm is hurting.
Really? Call the ambulance?
Yeah, 15's a big anniversary, Brian. You're going to spend the night in the ER. But tomorrow you need to tell your wife that work has been stressful and you realize you forgot your anniversary and apologize at that moment.
Will this really work?
Statistically, yes, it will.
I owe you big time. Thank you so much.
107.3 Mornings with Joe and John on Friday morning. As we mentioned earlier, it looks like the worst from Hurricane Aaron is over. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Just watch out if you're going toward the beach. Surf's going to be high. We're going to still see some tidal flooding probably today, tomorrow, maybe Sunday as well. A lot of photos and videos of people being stupid in the water yesterday. People were still going into the ocean even though they were supposed to. People were still driving through flooded roads. Why do you do that?
Yes, they were.
And you might make it through, but then today you're going to go try to start your car and it's not going to start. You wonder why.
I hope that doesn't happen for you, but I don't know.
There were some fake pictures being distributed last night on Facebook as well. I know people kept passing around photos of the Wawa and Wildwood showing that it was flooded, but
it did flood a little, but like not like that picture.
It didn't flood at all, from what I understand. Oh. It was just Backcountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome to our show our little friend
who
survived the remnants of Hurricane Aaron. Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hello, Miss Jana, and hi, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
Good.
Just a word of warning.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're short, bald, and fat like Phil Madeleine, don't go to the beach and look at the storm swell in an orange bathing suit and a yellow shirt. They think you're a buoy that washed up on shore and try to push you back in the water. It's never good.
No, Phil.
I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah.
We'll
pray for you.
It's over now, but okay, thanks for the prayer.
In the meantime, we're going to play our favorite show, Strip Club or Daycare.
Woo!
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
You ready, Jana?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Number one, it's in Detroit, Michigan. It's called Fantasy Island. Is it a strip club or a daycare?
Okay.
By the way, this is our almost back-to-school edition.
Great, great, great.
Next week will be our official back-to-school edition.
Okay.
This is the almost back-to-school edition. Fantasy Island, Phil, Detroit, Michigan, strip club or daycare?
Joseph, if my little short, bald, fat memory serves me correct, didn't we do this once? Because I remember giving a tattoo joke.
Maybe.
No. Strip Maybe. Club, Joseph.
That's got to be a strip club.
Yes, you're both correct. Very good.
Hope that's a strip club.
Number two, we're going to Athens, Georgia, Magic City.
Oh, no.
Magic City.
Oh,
strip
no.
club or daycare?
Okay, here's mine.
All right, Phil?
It reminds me of the movie that Mom loves, Magic Mike, so I'm going to go strip club.
It's a daycare.
It is a strip club.
Ah!
Phil takes a 2-1 lead.
Good job, Phil.
We go to number three.
Thanks, Mom.
It's in Neoga, Illinois. I've never heard of Neoga, Illinois. I don't know where it is. I assume it's by Chicago. And the place is called Schoolhouse.
Okay.
Schoolhouse, strip club or daycare. Our almost back to school edition of strip club or daycare. Phil, Schoolhouse, what do you think?
Question for you, Joseph. Is there a the in front of it or
it's just called Schoolhouse? And there's no K in school.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
There's no K-O-O-L. K in school. It's not
the traditional
like that.
Spelling of school.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank goodness. And there's no Z in house?
That's correct.
Good. Schoolhouse. You know what? As goofy as it sounds, I'm going to go daycare.
That's definitely daycare.
It is definitely a strip club.
Today's
we're all strip clubs. Phil, you win 2-1. Congratulations.
Phil, good job.
I win all strip clubs. Okay, that sounds odd, but yes, thank you.
That track.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. The worst of the Hurricane Aaron is by us. We might still see some tidal flooding and, of course, some high waves and stuff at the beach. So be very, very careful if you're out and about this weekend. And you're going to be out and about this weekend on dry land.
I know. So tomorrow from noon to 2, we're going to be at the grand opening of the brand new location for the kitchen shop. It's right on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township. It's going to be so awesome. The new showroom, absolutely gorgeous. Games, prizes, all the things. Concert tickets for you every 45 minutes. It's noon to 2 tomorrow at the kitchen shop on the Black Horse Pike in EHT. Hope to see you there.
Final weekend of officially summer. High water will be up and down as we go through the weekend. The worst was last night, but there'll be tidal flooding here and there. Don't drive through flooded waters like we saw idiots doing last night. Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. South Jersey waving goodbye to the effects of Hurricane Erin. Though the storm was hundreds of miles offshore, there was some significant tidal flooding last night up and down the coast. Maybe you saw pictures or video. Evacuations took place in some low-lying areas like parts of Egg Harbor Township. While the worst is over, be on alert for tidal flooding and more during the weekend.
A vote by Ocean City Council last night appears to have shut down the idea of a huge hotel being built on the Wonderland Pier property on the Ocean City Boardwalk.
That sound is people cheering.
City Council voted against sending a plan for the property to the city's planning board. That will cause a big delay in the project. And the property's owner says that pretty much ruins plans for a hotel. He says he'll now sell the boardwalk property. Asking price is $25 million.
And the TV show Survivor Season 49 premieres next month.
Dang.
A South Jersey native will be competing. Jawan Pitts grew up in Salem County, where he dreamed of becoming a video editor. He now lives in Los Angeles.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and nice. Watch out for rough surf and tidal flooding still at the coast. High of 80s.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets.
All right, here we go.
We got five of them. Number one, Walmart rebranding their shrimp as Night Lights. There you go.
Right.
Number two, I would pay extra for a dental hygienist who is comfortable with silence. Now, I love my dental hygienist. I love my dental office, and I'm not going to tell you where I go because they're too busy, and I have to make appointments 2 years in advance, believe it or not. That's how good they are. Number three.
How do you talk when they're, like, cleaning your teeth? Right. Okay.
Generally, they're good at just talking by themselves. Sure. Number three. Kind of like you. Number three. My best notes are found scribbled carelessly on the back of an envelope of junk mail. Absolutely right. That's where I keep them all. Phone numbers? Yeah, let me find that. Number four, you never realize how long a minute is until you're exercising.
Yeah.
Only a minute to go. Well, Joe and Jonna, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. When people ask, what does your tattoo mean? It means I had money and nobody stopped. Rain mornings with Joe and John. The good news is the rain, the storms, the rest of Hurricane Erin is over. We're going to still see some choppy water.
Waves and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, waves and stay out of the beach area. I know Wildwood beaches are closed right now because they're cleaning up. That's going to happen up and down the shore at least to... It's Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Jonna, you're on the prowl tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Tomorrow from noon to 2, I'm going to be at the brand new location for the kitchen shop. It's on the Black Horse Pike in EHT. They're having a big grand opening party tomorrow. You're invited. Games, prizes, fun, live music, all the things. It's going down at the brand new location for the kitchen shop on the Black Horse Pike in EHT. We'll be there. Bella will be there. It's a great way to kick off your week.